Today's human-dominated landscapes are crisscrossed by networks of roads, and roads are often an extremely impermeable type of matrix that presents a very large risk of crossing for many, many species. So oftentimes improving connectivity on the landscape involves mitigating the effects of these roads. There is a short video that I'm asking you to watch on Canvas about the Trans-Canada Highway wildlife crossings that were established in Banff National Park. And there's been a lot of research done on the utilization of various important species of wildlife of these wildlife crossing structures. So I would like you to watch that video when you're finished with this lesson. And keep in mind the four questions shown at right. Those are also available to you in Canvas. But I want you to get from it what type of crossing structures were best for the different species that they talked about, what design elements of the crossing structures encourage animals to use them, and how were the scientists evaluating the effectiveness of these structures, and what are the expected long-term effects of increasing the ability for animals to cross these roads. So please do take a look at that when you get a chance.